I'm even getting out of breath right now talking.
That's Kyler Roper. He's 24 years old, and in early March, he had all of the telltale signs of COVID-19, fever, dry cough, and night sweats. But nearly 3 months later, he's still struggling with a severe shortness of breath. And just a few days ago, when he was at the market,
I started to get a really bad metallic taste in my mouth, and then I got really confused, and I literally felt like I was just going to collapse right in front of everyone.
He never got tested for COVID-19 because back in March, tests were scarce, but it's likely he contracted the virus from one of his roommates. His roommate's boss visited New York and tested positive. Other roommates also got sick. And after the initial wave of symptoms dissipated, a new round of symptoms appeared.
I started having numbness in my hands. So every time I'd wake up, my hands would be completely numb, and I have to shake them to kind of get the feeling back.
There's a name for patients like Kyler, COVID-19 long haulers. They typically have what's considered a mild case of the virus. They don't need to be hospitalized. But several months out, they're still not feeling better.
I remember one day telling myself, I'm better. I'm all better.
That's Shelley Snyder from Salt Lake City.
I don't have a fever. I don't have a cough. I don't have a sore throat. I'm not tired. I'm better. And 2 or 3 days later, thinking, I feel worse now than I did weeks ago.
And sometimes the symptoms seem unrelated to the virus.
I started having this internal tremors or buzzing. It feels like this electric buzzing is going through your whole body, like your head, your arms, your legs.
That's Lisa O'Brien. She's also been struggling for several months to recover. She's been diagnosed with 2 blood clots and often wakes up in the middle of the night by a rapid heart rate. Her doctor dismissed the possibility that her symptoms were related to COVID. So O'Brien went online and found a support group on Facebook. That encouraged her to start a similar group for patients in Utah.
I think people just thought we were like crazy hypochondriacs.
But Lisa was not deterred. She signed up for a program at Mount Sinai in New York that was tracking and studying COVID patients like her. She finally felt understood. And after her first appointment, she shared the news with her Facebook community, which now includes nearly 100 members.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, they believe us. I found people with a medical degree that know what we're going through.
Josh Red is the owner of Red River Health and Wellness and a chiropractic physician. He started conducting research on COVID-19 antibodies in April. The goal was to trace when the virus first came to the state. In the process, he found something unexpected.
We started to realize that there were some individuals that had COVID that still weren't feeling better.
Red's specialty is treating complex autoimmune, neurological, and endocrine disorders. And he found that some of these chronic COVID-19 patients had blood work that seemed to indicate autoimmune or inflammatory responses that weren't present before they had the virus.
Their immune system became a little bit overzealous and started to cross-react to their own self tissue, meaning that their immune system was attacking the infection and the virus, but it was also attacking their own tissue.
This theory might explain the types of symptoms long haulers are experiencing, but researchers like those at Mount Sinai are still figuring out exactly how the process works.
Even the experts aren't really even the experts because everything's so new and everyone's trying to kind of identify and understand what in the world's going on here.
Red is also studying at Johns Hopkins University's School of Public Health. He gave this example to describe how the immune system may be responding to the coronavirus.
It would be like taking a sledgehammer to kill a bug. Yeah, you're going to kill the bug, but at the same time, you're going to create a massive hole and problems elsewhere.
Red is currently treating a handful of chronic COVID patients for free. The best course of treatment at the moment, he says, is diet, lifestyle changes, and anti-inflammatory medications.
But not as easy as like, here's a pill and I'll see you in 6 months. It's a lot of work for the patients. It's a lot of work for myself.
But Red says that he's just one practitioner looking at just one piece of the puzzle.
Just keep in mind, we're not treating COVID. All we're doing is managing the inflammatory response post-COVID.
For COVID long haulers like Kyler, the road ahead is uncertain.
Scary thing is that we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, is this going to last for our entire lives? Is it going to go away in a year? Are we just going to drop dead one day?
Autoimmune specialist Red remains hopeful. He says many of his patients have seen their symptoms improve, and he encourages patients to keep searching for a doctor that's willing to help.
There's things that you can do that can have an impact. We just don't know how much of an impact, and we don't know what the long-term ramifications are going to be because of how new it is.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.